Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present City of the Century, The Epic of Chicago and the Making of America by Donald L. Miller, narrated by Johnny Heller. The author opens with the following quote from Saul Bellow. Rough and tumble business Chicago, after the Great Fire, was a regional capital, and in many ways, because of its innovations in industrial method and in architecture, because of its mixture of brutal wickedness and revolutionary newness, the blood of the yards, the showpiece gems of the lakefront, the seething of its immigrant slums, because of its violence, corruption, and creative energy, it was also a world city. And now, City of the Century.
Preface. On the evening of October 7, 1871, George Francis Train, a popular lecturer on moral themes, gave a talk in Chicago to a packed house at Farwell Hall. There is no record of the topic of his address, but his concluding remarks were noted. "This is the last public address that will be delivered within these walls," he thundered. "A terrible calamity is impending over the city of Chicago. More I cannot say, more I dare not utter." The following night, around 9 o'clock, a fire broke out on the west side of the city in the cow barn of Mrs. Patrick O'Leary. Aided by strong winds off the prairie, it turned into a 1.5-day holocaust that consumed the entire core of the city of some 300,000 people, leaving 90,000 homeless and nearly 300 dead. It was the greatest natural disaster up to that time in American history. Frederick Law Olmsted, sent by the nation to the stricken city, reported that many of those caught in the inferno thought they were witnessing the burning of the world. The morning after the fire, fear gave way to disbelief. Everything was gone. All familiar landmarks, churches, street signs, corner groceries, bars, had disappeared into thin air, and people wandered around like shock victims, lost in their own city. For 3 days after the fire, we walked through the streets, covered everywhere with heaps of debris and parts of walls, and could not help comparing ourselves to ghosts, one man observed. All those magnificent streets, all those grand palaces, which but yesterday, with the pride and glory of the chief western metropolis, are today indeed a mass of scattered, shapeless ruins. But more amazing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?